Homeschool advocates gathered in Hartford Tuesday, pushing back against a state report that's calling for some regulations. Connecticut Public Radio's David DeRoche reports.
For Erin Ring Howell, homeschooling her two kids was a practical choice.
It's for many reasons, educational purposes, and also I'm a professional singer, and that way that would allow them to travel with me as opposed to staying home and me being apart from them.
Ring Howell was one of about 100 parents and kids who showed up to voice their concerns about a recent report from the Office of the Child Advocate. The report calls on the legislature to consider regulating homeschools in Connecticut. Homeschool advocates say government interference is not necessary. The report also found that there's no requirement to follow up with kids who are removed from public school to be homeschooled. This can make it more difficult for them to be identified if they are victims of abuse, the child advocate found. But
there are parents in the homeschool community who have reported other parents.
Deborah Stevenson is an attorney who runs a group that defends homeschooling.
Whenever there is a problem, anyone who sees it, your neighbor, anybody, can report it to DCF.
But school employees are considered mandated reporters. They're required to report abuse or neglect when they see it, points out child advocate Sarah Egan.
So are there mandated reporters that need to do a better job? Yes. But the facts remain that in the state of Connecticut, school officials are a leading source of reports about suspected abuse or neglect.
Homeschool advocates say homeschool is the answer to complicated and growing problems in public schools, bullying, poor performance, and the potential for violence. David DeRoche, Connecticut Public Radio.